International Spy Museum, Through the Eyes of a Spy, by Pops Rocks. Earlier this month, I spent a day in Washington, D.C. After reading some reviews of the place, I wished to visit the International Spy Museum, and I'm very glad I did. Become a spy. This museum offers both information and amusement. Upon entry to the briefing room, we were able to become a spy ourselves by assuming one of the given names and the corresponding information of that person. We were to commit the information to memory and be prepared to be interrogated later. I was a Russian spy, and my name was... I forget. I remember I was from the city of... Whoops, don't remember that either. I can tell you I was in the U.S. as a fisherman, I think. I suppose I wouldn't be a good spy, although I did have some good short-term memory and got through my first interrogation that day and then picked up an assignment. Be sure to assume an identity. The interrogation is done via keyboard and window, so there isn't much pressure. Of course, some people are looking over your shoulder as you enter your answers. If you pass the test, you will be given an assignment. Once again, more information must be committed to memory. Near the journey's end, be sure to find a monitor and see if you can manage the scrutiny of the final questions. There weren't many of these monitors, so a busy day could bring a wait. I had no problem walking up to a free monitor. Did I pass the test, the final interrogation? I'll tell you later. The other rooms in the beginning taught one how to be a spy and the tools needed. This was the School for Spies area. I learned how to pick a lock in just 5 seconds. Well, maybe I can't, but they do show the tricks and tools of how to do it. More spying than a James Bond flick. In the many, many rooms that followed, time was needed to read about all the gadgets and the history of spying through the ages. There are rooms dedicated to the different eras, many you may not expect. I never thought I would find myself in a bomb shelter during the Cold War days. Memories of hiding under desks during atomic bomb drills in my school days came flooding back. The stories of many true spies are interwoven with tools of the business. From ancient times through the Cold War and into the present, there are many stories, audio-visual displays, and perhaps the most fun, hands-on, interactive computer programs. I had some serious competition at one computer-generated game when I was in a race against two other people to name threats to our undercover persona as we simultaneously looked for hostile security, unexpected risks, or unlucky breaks on computers that were linked together. I quickly recognized the police officer on a street corner but was caught by a bad break when an old school friend recognized me. All make-believe, but a fun challenge. It was also interesting, though, to see real and make-believe spy tools, including displays about carrier pigeons and actually seeing one of James Bond's gadget-filled cars. TV's pop culture was also talked about. I didn't see anything about Jack Bauer saving the world in 24 through the spy network of CTU, but that doesn't mean it wasn't there. The museum is much larger and more comprehensive than I thought it would be. It was also interesting that day to see an exhibit in the International Spy Museum about Josephine Baker being a spy. Some interesting facts. The buildings housing the International Spy Museum were built in the 1800s. They were used by many different tenants over the years. Though the restored exterior of these buildings holds the look and feel of the 19th century, the inside of the museum is quite different. Most of it is high-tech looking and very modern. That said, we are taken into many rooms of different periods of time. It was the transformation of place and time that I found extremely helpful in setting the mood for that period of time's espionage. I should now mention that when I was interrogated near the end of the museum, I failed. The trapdoor beneath me opened, sending me into the dark basement where I was quickly blindfolded and handcuffed. Okay, I'm exaggerating. I simply failed and the computer told me so. I'm just glad I was not hanged or shot like some of the spies showing. I was soon into the very cool gift shop at the end of the self-guided tour. This place has some really neat electronic spy gadgets, all kinds of concealment items, books, games, and apparel to be purchased. As it is, I now have a camera and audio device listening in on you right now. Okay, just kidding again. It was easy to start thinking of spying as a game with all the hands-on fun things inside. At the same time, the real issues of spying are covered well and with much detail from actual spies and factual history.